This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McHugh. The mayor of Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, is warning residents that they must prepare for the worst this winter if Russia keeps striking the country's energy infrastructure. Vitaly Klitschko says that this means he cannot rule out residents having no electricity, water, or heat in the freezing cold. He said Ukrainian workers are doing everything they can to restore services, but the public must prepare themselves. Rotating blackouts were taking place Sunday in Kyiv and nearby regions. Elsewhere, Russian forces were stepping up their strikes in the fiercely contested eastern province of Donetsk. The region's governor says the strikes have almost completely destroyed the power plants that serve the city of Bakhmut and the nearby towns. North Korea's military says its recent barrage of missile tests were practiced to attack its rivals' air bases and warplanes and paralyze operation command systems. North's military said Monday its missile tests were a reaction to last week's massive Air Force drills between the U.S. and South Korea, which Pyongyang views as an invasion rehearsal. The North says its missile tests showed its resolve to counter provocative U.S.-South Korean military drills more thoroughly and mercilessly. U.S. and South Korean officials have strongly condemned the North's missile launches, saying their drills were defensive in nature. The United Nations Weather Agency says the state of Earth's climate is bad and getting worse faster than before, especially with sea level rise accelerating. Sunday's World Meteorological Organization report helped open international climate negotiations in Egypt on a somber note. The report, which centralizes climate data and extreme weather reports already known, says that the rate of sea level rise is more than twice as fast as it was in the 90s. This is VOA News. First responders and opposition war monitors say Syrian government forces have shelled tent settlements housing families displaced by the country's conflict in the rebel-held northwest, killing at least 10 people and wounding dozens. Sunday's shelling is the latest violation of a truce reached between Russia and Turkey in March of 2020. It ended a Russian-backed government offensive on Idlib province, which is the last major rebel-held stronghold in Syria. Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and Opposition War Monitor and local first responders reported that government forces fired about 30 rockets toward rebel-held areas, including the Merom camp Sunday morning, killing 9 and wounding more than 70. U.S. President Joe Biden criticized Republicans up and down ballots across the nation and election deniers who reveled in political violence, while his predecessor, Donald Trump, urged voters to oppose growing left-wing tyranny on the final Sunday before midterm elections that could reshape Washington's balance of power. Wrapping up a 5-state, 4-day campaign swing with an evening rally at a college in New York, Biden championed Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul. She's locked in a tight race with a Representative Lee Zeldin, who is looking to become the state's first GOP governor since George Pataki left office in 2006. The president said hundreds of Republican candidates for state, federal, and local office are election deniers who say that he didn't win the election, even though hundreds of attempts to challenge that have all failed, even in Republican courts. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan says a protest march toward the capital in Islamabad, which was suspended after he was wounded by a gunshot in an apparent attempt on his life, will resume on Tuesday. Sitting in a wheelchair, his right leg bandaged and elevated, Khan spoke from a hospital where he was admitted Thursday after he received bullet wounds in his right leg. He was released later Sunday. Khan's march on the capital was suspended after a gunman opened fire, wounding him and killing one other of his supporters. 13 others were hurt. He said the march will pick up from there. Khan started the march toward Islamabad to push for early elections. The captain of a charity-operated migrant rescue ship has refused Italians' orders to leave a Sicilian port after authorities refused to let 35 migrants disembark. Italy's new far-right-leg government is targeting foreign-flagged rescue ships. Humanity One was ordered to vacate the port of Catania on Sunday after disembarking 144 rescue migrants.